Yeshaya Novi says, Kamar Hashem be'et ratzon aniticha. So that means there is a certain time that is called et ratzon. And it also brings the pasuk in David HaMelech's Tehillim, v'ani tefilati lecha Hashem et ratzon. There are certain times that are considered to be times of ratzon. That means there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has much more, he shows much more favoritism to the Jew through his tefillah during those times. So therefore, he wants to explain that there are certain times, Sha'are tefillah pa'amim petuchim, pa'amim ne'ulim. Sometimes it could be that the person prays and then Sha'are tefillah are completely sealed. So therefore, there is such a significance when it comes to tefillah during et ratzon. So therefore, he says, Amar David lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon ha'olamim, b'sha'a she'ani mitpalel lefanecha tehei ratzon. How do you come to pray during the time that is et ratzon? So we have to know what are those times. So the Gemara mentions one of them that is the most famous one, that during the Dirshu Hashem b'imatzo, elu asara yamim sheben Rosh Hashanah liyom ha'kipurim. The Gemara says in Masech Rosh Hashanah that based on a pasuk in Yeshaya Hanavi, Dirshu Hashem b'imatzo, search HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time that he can be found. So what are the times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be found? There are 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. So that means, Afilu le-Yahid, Shebaster dimet teshuvah, hu etratzon. Tefilat Yahid during this time is going to be etratzon. Then there another time would be Tefilat HaTzibur. Tefilat HaTzibur. Once you have another 10 Jews together, that is also another time that is etratzon. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to tefilot of the Jews during the time that they daven together. That is also another time. So he brings Rav Chaim Plagi in one of his sefarim called Mo'el Lekol Chai, one of the Chachmei Izmir 200 years ago. So he writes, he says, he brings it b'shem ha-mefarshim, tebichlal tefilot shel asrei yemei teshuvah hu leitpalel al kol tefilot shemikol ha-shana sheitkabel l'ratzon. So that means, if a person has, one tefillah that is at the time of Et Ratzon, so you could pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that it is Et Ratzon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should accept my tefillot during the rest of the year also, even though that is not Et Ratzon. So at this moment of Et Ratzon, you should request for the rest of the year also as well. So he brings also as follows. As we know, when it comes to one famous Rav, what Chafetz Chaim was to Lashon Hara, Harav Aaron Rat is to Brit Kodesh and to Tarat HaKodesh. He wrote Sefarim Tarat HaKodesh, Shomer Emunim, etc., Shulchan HaTahor. So he was a major Ish Chadosh less than 100 years ago. He has Toldot Aharon Chasidim, Rav Aaron Rat Chasidim. Chassidim of Tolot Avram Yitzchak, etc. So these are all the branches that started with his Chassidut. So anyway, so Harav Aaron Rat writes, Keshadam Hulech Barechov. Sometimes the person, we are not talking about an individual that puts himself in those circumstances to travel to locations that is given and granted that a person is going to be tested with the challenges that he cannot pass. Let's say a person goes on a vacation to a location that is given, that is going to be tested. So we're not talking about it. So the shot is that let's say a person is walking normally in the street, when he's damele fanot vistaklut asura, and certain times it could be that in front of him there is going to be certain challenges of vistaklut, that a man automatically is curious, and we have this innate feeling for the opposite gender, and a person, let's say, wants to stay, and he wants to look, and he wants to step. So if it would be just a little bit, so a person puts his head away, so that's what it is. What are you going to do? You're walking in the street. But if a person, let's say, then is going to be focused, and is going to be curious, and is going to be aroused to be able to stare further, so then that is what we are discussing. Umitgaber al yitzro, v'otzem einav mirot bera, Oz hu sha'at ratzon v'shamayim. You could create a tremendous amount of sha'at ratzon if you're going to be able to control your desire not to stir, not to enjoy. So therefore, automatically, That individual should use the opportunity to pray whatever he wants. He wants Haslacha to be able to find a Zivuk. He wants to have Haslacha in Shalom Bayit. Haslacha beParnasa. Refua, whatever it is, this is a time that is Etzratzon min HaShamayim. Shemah Shemevakesh, Mah Shemidbarach, Shitkabel beRatzon. That is what the time of Etzratzon is. So next, so that is one. Next time of Etzratzon. Shelosha Zemanim Mesugalim Me'od, Shetitkabel Bachashotu, Be'et Petichat Aron HaKodesh. Another time of Etzratzon is at the time that Aron HaKodesh is being opened. That is the another time. Next, Hagba'at Sefer Torah. When the Sefer Torah is being Hagba'at Sefer Torah, Gadol Shimush HaYoter Milimuda, is Rav Soloveitchik used to explain that the famous Gemara that says that Elisha Anavi explains that he used to pour water on the hands of Elia Anavi. So what do you mean? He was a Talmud of Elia Anavi. He says, no, the Gemara says, Gadol Shimush HaYoter Milimuda is greater to serve Talmid Chacham. To serve a Talmid Chacham is greater than to learn from a Talmid Chacham. Because if a person is always going to be following a Talmid Chachamim, so then automatically you are, let's say, the driver of Rav Avadi Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So therefore, let's say, he could be didn't sit by his class, but he was able to learn tremendous amount from the Hanhagah, the behavior of Rav Avadi. So let's say also by all the rest of the Gedolei Yisrael. So Gadol Shimush HaMiyoter Milimuda is a greater thing to be able to be Meshamesh Talmid Chacham rather than to learn from. Of course, you have to learn also. But Gadol Shimush HaMiyoter Milimuda. So Rav Soloveitchik used to explain that when we are learning from a Sefer Torah, that's learning from a Sefer Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us and we are learning from a Sefer Torah. But when you are picking up, Hagbaat Sefer Torah is Shimush up. You are being meshamesh the Sefer Torah. So Gadol Shimush HaYoter Milimuda, you are being meshamesh the Sefer Torah is greater than the learning. So therefore, Lema'aseh, that is another time of Etratzon. Etratzon b'shamayim. Another time of Etratzon is b'sha'at nesiut kapayim. When the Kohanim are doing proper Birkat Kohanim, once they know the halacha, how to do it, then automatically it's also Etratzon b'shamayim. So therefore, the question is, however, how do you come to use it? So during the Birkat Kohanim, you are not allowed to talk. You are not allowed to request. So the fact that you are there, you are present, and certain times it's written that a person says, all the poskim bring this, that certain times a person says his own personal request to the Kohanim, that the Kohanim should have you in mind at the time that they do Birkat Kohanim as a major, major significance that the person should be Zoche to be answered. So anyway, so these are the times. Tefillah betzibur. A person should not lose on the opportunity. Asrei dimei teshuvah. When a person is careful about his taklut, how careful we are about tahara and kedusha, and bezeh Hashem, we should all be zoche to be answered properly.